It is for all of you who feel guilty with your, like, taking care of yourself. And I just want to talk about the concept for a second, because I think this is something that a lot of women were kind of socialized to believe. And it's usually passed down to us from our mothers. We watch our mothers be the last one to go to bed. We watch our mothers do a lot of things around the house. We watch our mothers juggle things, and we see her tired, but, you know, we know she loves us and all this other stuff. And so as little girls, and our little boys see this stuff too, you know, they end up marrying someone that's going to mimic their mother and stuff. And they don't know how to treat her other than any way of just like, oh, the woman does it all. But for our little girls, this is what they're seeing. And for all of you who are sitting there, I just want to explain the definition of self-care. Now, if you are one of my members and you're coming to camp, we're coaching for an entire 2-hour segment just on this one topic because it's so important. I wrote this, I had to scribble out the name, but one of our members this morning, and I shared it with a couple of you in comments. So I just don't want all of you to miss it. She was talking about feeling guilty for putting herself first. And I think this is so common. And it's because if you are feeling guilty, it's probably because you have a thought that, you know, other people are suffering, or like, I'm putting me first, and that's so selfish. But I want to tell you what the definition of selfish is versus the definition of self-care. Remember this. Selfish means, it's even hard to talk about. Selfish means putting yourself first to harm others, or you don't care about others when you do for you. Self-care is putting yourself first in order to give others the best version of you, not the worn out, tired version of you. I just think this is really important because we don't think about this. You're not being selfish. Selfish means you're intentionally trying to harm others in order to get yours. Self-care is when you know there are things you need to prioritize for you so that the people you love most in the world, the people you're serving in your life, they get that version that they see of you, that they love most about you. It is so important to understand that even if you tell your kids, you know, put yourself first, take care of yourself, but you're never doing it, children learn, like 75% of what they learn comes from the model that they watch, not from the words they hear. Think about a baby. How do you think a baby learns how to do things? They watch the adults and they start trying to do and act like adults do. Children do that until they're about 16 or 17 years old. They do more watching and deciding with their childlike mind what that means. And so if I'm a little girl and I'm looking at my mama and she's always tired and her to-do list is always a priority and she's never on it and all this other stuff, guess what I internalize? When I'm an adult, that's what it's like. And then when she becomes an adult, if she's not doing that, something deep down feels off. So her brain and that subconscious sabotage programming starts getting her to start doing that. She'll feel so uncomfortable going and taking care of herself that eventually she'll start canceling her appointments and prioritizing other things because what she saw, she now starts experiencing in her life and it starts feeling like it's right. Not because it is right, but because it feels right. It feels familiar. It feels like what her brain experienced at some point. This is why all of this is so important. It is the same thing with your eating and stuff, guys. So much of your eating got built and programmed when you were a kid. Now you're an adult. And what I teach that's different, that nobody else teaches, is how to let that part go so that you can formulate the new, that you need to move forward.